Ken Dorsey will be calling the plays moving forward. Offensive coordinator of the team will be calling plays. Hide all the tablets. Wyatt Teller, hopeful for this week. They hope to have him back from his knee injury. Okay? That's a good thing. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, no surgery on his finger, will practice today. That's an interesting thing. So Jameis will get the start. It's not a Hail Mary. Timing of Ken Dorsey calling plays is interesting, Andy.
Very.
Really interesting. Interesting,
yes.
What do you think?
I think there's a couple things. One, either Kevin truly believes that maybe he just wants to take a look at this offense without him calling the plays. Two, it gives you the Dorsey scapegoat. Let's be honest, that if the offense continues to look like it doesn't, or like it has, if the offense does, then at the end of the season, you'd be like, well, we decided to change offensive coordinators. There's probably a couple other ones.
I hate that you just said that.
I know. I saw your face. But
you know why I hate it?
Because you might believe it's true.
Because as soon as he said it, I thought the same thing.
I don't know. Look, maybe we get an uptick in the offense. Oh, and the other part of it was, I thought was a legit question on the back end. Does this give you the opportunity to hone in on all three sides of the ball during a game? So you can. I don't know that he needs to spend more time with the defense, because I think he's got a guy running the defense that knows what he's doing. But special teams has been struggling. You gave up a 100-yard kickoff return, and you missed 4 points.
And your offense can't get set.
No, and so something's got to change. And maybe just, you know what? We say it with a quarterback all the time. We were saying, hey, maybe we needed to see Jameis when Deshaun was out there just to change it up, just to get the starter out of there until they can figure out their rhythm. Maybe it's the same thing here.
Maybe.
I think Kevin's a good coach. I think Kevin's still a good play caller. He talks about the collaborative. So is the only difference now in what they're doing, you know, the fact that they're going to hear a different voice in their helmets out on the field? Maybe they were already hearing it.
The most interesting aspect of it is Kevin Stefanski's here in his fifth season. He's been asked forever, are you going to call plays? Are you giving up play calling? Nope. I'm calling the plays. I'm comfortable with that. It's collaborative, but I'm doing it. I'm comfortable with it. Deshaun Watson goes out. Kevin gives up play calling. Your offense hasn't put up more than 18 points in a game this year. You had to do something, right?
Well, you just changed quarterbacks.
Now you just changed quarterbacks. Yeah, wasn't that enough? I wonder. The timing of it is just weird. I think it's very strange. Now, maybe it's like we need to hit a complete reset on this. Mm-hmm. And if that's what they're doing, fine. You'll get no argument from me. I do think Kevin did a nice job calling plays. I mean, who called the plays when Joe Flacco was quarterback?
He did.
How'd that work?
It was a collaborative, though. If you ask him, he'll tell you the same thing. It's always
good.
A collaborative.
So it'll still be collaborative. Who called the plays when Deshaun Watson went 4-1 last year?
He did.
Exactly. So I don't think it's that Kevin can't call plays and call them well. I think he's actually very good at it. I'm interested to see what this looks like. And I do find the timing more than coincidental. But I'm not sure how to put it together. You know?
I'm the same way with you. It is, I almost wish he would have done this 2 weeks ago.
Or at the beginning of the season.
Just to see what it looks like. Like, you knew your offense was struggling to score points. Last week against Cincinnati would have been a good time to maybe flip the switch then. With Deshaun. I don't know if it would have looked any different with Deshaun. But now you move forward, new quarterback, new offensive coordinator. Are you grasping at straws, or are you looking at the future? Are you in this to win it, or are you in it to get a draft pick? Again, I say, well, if Andy, you go back and listen to what Kevin said about Deshaun and what he kept saying about him over and over again when people asked if there was going to be a quarterback change, he said he gives us the best option to win. Well, I think Jameis Winston gives them the best option to win right now. We'll see. A quarter from now, I might be going, ooh, maybe DTR is the guy. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
He was the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. And we know he called the plays there because he was breaking the tablet on TV, which is, you know, going to haunt him forever. But they were very good. And they made a change, which is still kind of weird. You know, they were very good when they made a change. mean, their numbers were all, they were highly ranked with Josh Allen as quarterback. And they made a change. Now he's going to get the chance to call the plays here. What do you think of that, folks? 216-474-0092. We hope to hear from Jameis Winston. The Browns are orchestrating something there. Whether it's today or tomorrow, we'll find out. How's that? That fair, Dan?
Is this a gigantic? I like when he said it. We were all like, "Whoa! Is it a big deal? Are we over?"
The dude has been adamant about calling plays since he's been here.
Yeah. What does it mean? What does it mean? And you know, Jeff and I went through some of the scenarios we thought it could mean. What do you think it means?
Cool Ray in Bedford has some thoughts. Hello,
Hi, Cool Ray. Hey.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I almost had to find that Sesame Street song. That's how happy I am right now. But. Listen, man, this can be looked at one or two ways. Either A, upper management is looking at replacing him, depending on how this season goes. If they look better and win games, he might be gone. Or they can look at it and say, well, it was all the quarterback. Or because now, as an organization, and now this national media is saying 7 games into the season, the Browns' playoff season is over. Like, that is embarrassing. So I love that the play calling is over with. Ken Dorsey, you're now on the clock to see what you can bring to this offense. And let's see if we can right this ship. That's what this is about. This is about righting the ship because we all know what rolls downhill. So we ain't got to go there.
All right, Cool Ray. Thank you very much, buddy. Here's the thing.
I don't agree with one thing he said. If they win, I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, if they win, Kevin gets a pat on the back.
Yeah, he's like, hey, great self-awareness.
Way to go. Way to salvage a season, and let's move forward. Kingpin is with us. Hello, Kingpin.
Hey, Kingpin.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I want you to know I changed my name because of Cool Ray, because you have a good name, you get in. Listen, I
Or if you call.
Well, you got to call, too. I'll tell you, I personally like Stefanski. I think he's like a Bill Belichick, but he's nice. He's going to be the adult in the room all the time. He's not going to sell out his players. He's not going to have a lot of drama. But that only happens. That only works when you win. If you lose, it's frustrating. His press conferences are frustrating. But I'm going to tell you this. Stefanski's style is more in line with Jameis Winston. Take a look at Brissett. Take a look at Flacco. Big quarterbacks, big arms. Go through your progression. Stay in the pocket. That's his strength. They brought in this coordinator to help with the other side of it, with a quarterback that's not going to stay in the pocket, a quarterback that's not going to stay on schedule. So this switch is made at the complete wrong time. This is completely wrong. We think that Dorsey is on the clock. I don't think so. I think Stefanski is going to get fired after this season. Someone's got to pay.
All right, Kingpin, thank you very much. I just find the timing of it very strange. I don't think Kevin has an issue calling plays. I think he's good at it. What does this bring? Will Ken Dorsey have a different feel for it? You know, the main quarterbacks that he's worked with in his career are Cam Newton and Josh Allen. Is that more like Jameis Winston? I don't know. I don't think Jameis is as mobile as either one of those guys, but he is a great big strong guy with a great big arm.
Let me ask the next question. Do you think Kevin made the decision? Or do you think...
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think Kevin looked at it and said, I ask these guys to be better every week. I ask, what can we do on this side of the ball? How can we be better this week? And maybe he looked in the mirror and said, you know what? Maybe I need to look at this and say, can I be better as a head coach than I am as a guy that's calling plays on game day? Or am I better off helping, you know, lay out the offensive format before we get even into the game and then handing the reins over to somebody else to let them call the plays? I still think it's a collective. I still think there's analytics being used constantly in what's driving the play call, too.
What's more important? The design of the offense, the plays in the offense, the philosophy of the offense, or the guy calling the plays on game day?
I think it's the synergy between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Again, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face.
A good answer, Andy.
You say hike, and that everything that you put into that play prior to goes out the window if the first read isn't open. It goes out the window. So now you've got to the coordinator and the head coach need to make sure that he knows what the options are. But now it's the offensive coordinator is a guy holding on to the football. There's no question.
Boys, this feels like the first lever that gets pulled. And the second lever that gets pulled is the trap door where everybody falls through it and we're hunting for a coach. That's what this feels like to me.
Are you hunting for a coach or are you hunting for an offensive coordinator?
This feels like you're hunting for a coach.
I don't necessarily know that that's true.
I'm not buying that. And by the way, you've got a couple coaches on staff right now that we could easily slide over.
May I lay out my
sure.
work?
Yeah, yep, go on.
Typically, when things like this take place, where you see a coach who was brought in to be a play caller have to give up the play calling, it starts turning into the, you know, oh yeah, now he's the CEO coach. Well, what ends up happening? Why are you here? If this guy is doing this, and this guy is doing this, and this guy's calling special teams, what are you here to do? And the minute your job itself starts getting called into question, that's when problems arise. As in, what are you doing here? Because if that guy's going to run your offense, if that guy's going to run your defense, and that
here's
guy's
where I disagree with you. I think when they brought him in, they brought him in to be the head coach, and I think they give the head coach the option to figure out who they want to be their offensive coordinator. They just—I don't know. Maybe he didn't have every say in AVP not being here anymore, but I think the coach has the option to call plays when they hire him. And during the interview process, they should be asking a head coach, if you come in and they know he's an offense or a defense, are you going to call the defense? Are you going to call the offense? And ownership knows what they're getting into. They could walk in here and go, you know what? I love play calling, but if there's someone else better out there that's going to help the team call better plays, then I'm all for that. I am for the team on this, and I can figure out the right direction. He seemed very, and again, I'm just listening to him. I don't know what his body language was. He seemed pretty comfortable with the decision. Not that he's ever wanted to do it before, but he did lay into it, and he was like, you know what? I believe in this guy, and he's still working for me. So,
I mean, when did we start hearing about Sean McDermott on the hot seat and with the Bills? It was when he gave up the defensive play calling, because that started then of people going, okay, so then what are you doing here?
Yeah, he's
Nick
winning.
Sirianni is another one. I'm sorry.
He's winning in Buffalo.
He's successful now, but when he gave up the defensive play calling, that was a question. Nick Sirianni's in the middle of it right now, where people are going, so what exactly it is that you do here? Mike McCarthy down in Dallas before he picked up the play calling when they were struggling. Why are you here? When you're not successful and you have a CEO coach, why are you here starts becoming a question.
I think you're panicking. I think your comments are panicked. I say that for this reason.
They easily could be, but boy.
I say that for this reason. What do you think of the guy who's going to be in the stadium on the other sideline? John Harbaugh. Is he a good coach?
Yes.
But he was never brought in.
What the hell's he doing?
But that dude was never brought in to be a play-calling head coach on either side of the ball. Same thing with Mike Tomlin.
Great.
Those guys were never brought in to do that. You brought Kevin Stefanski because you liked his offense.
No, you brought him in to be the head coach. No, you brought Kevin in because you liked his work.
He had 1 year as an offensive coordinator.
You didn't tell him to call all the plays. He chose to do that.
Yeah. You picked an offensive-minded head coach knowing it's either one of three phases. Right, but
what you got was an offensive philosophy.
Correct.
You didn't necessarily get a play caller. He said he was going to do that. He might have said that in his interview, but if this works, well, he gets credit for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it doesn't work, Ken Dorsey gets the blame for it not working.
Or he gets the blame because why are you here? That's
always
my CEO question.
I don't buy that.
Okay.
I'm not buying that.
All right, Mark.
Booker is in Streetsboro, home of the Rockets.
Booker.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good afternoon.
All right, listen.
I got a couple points. Listen, all right, so this is second week in a row we've watched the press conference get moved back to unimaginable times.
No. He was scheduled to go at noon today, Booker.
No, I mean Monday, the past Monday. He was scheduled to go at noon past Monday. He didn't go until almost 1 o'clock.
All right.
So, pressure bus pipes.
Thank you, Austin.
All I'm saying is, he was in that office for a reason. I'm not saying that he voluntarily or non-voluntarily gave up play calling. But you got a bunch of guys in that system that's asking for better plays on the field. And then you, I just want to touch on something about, you said the other sideline this Sunday. Harbaugh may be a good coach, maybe not.
Oh, come on, Booker.
It's a good system.
Okay, who put the system in place? Come on, man. We think Dan's panicking with his why are you here comment. Why are you here? You're here to be the head coach. And now Kevin's doing what a lot of folks have wanted him to do, which is oversee the whole thing. Yay or nay, good or bad, folks, what do you think? Ken Dorsey will call the plays moving forward.
Yes.
Not just this week. Moving forward, this is the way it's going to be.
Dropping the bombshell.
There it is.
You know, the Buckeyes are back from the bye, and they're ready for the stretch run of the season. That's why Nick Wilson and Spencer German break down everything around Ryan Day and the Buckeyes on their Sons of the Shoe podcast. It's Nebraska this week. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season.
All right, I just had a thought.
Uh-oh. Tell I did see steam coming out of your head.
It doesn't take much. Tell me what you guys think of this.
Okay, hate it.
Is there any possibility here that this was done so that we didn't have this? Look how great this offense is working with Kevin calling plays for Jameis Winston. Just as last year, Look how great this offense is with Kevin calling plays for Joe Flacco.
That's a pretty evil thought there, Jeff Phelps.
So we're protecting Deshaun Watson by putting in a different play caller. And if it works, great. Then you have a play caller moving forward for Deshaun Watson if he happens to come back. But, I mean, Kevin has shown he can call plays for whoever's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It sure worked for Joe.
Yeah. It worked for Baker Mayfield, too.
Well, at times it sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything to that? Could that be something?
I don't know. I hope. I mean, we're spending a lot of time thinking about this stuff too. And
yeah, I think. Well, I think you know.
Is there what happens
we have
in the
until
meeting?
Two?
No. That's not my point. Yeah, good point. I don't know. My point is it simple and easy and clear in Berea that this is a move they wanted to make, or is this? Hey, we really needed to. I actually think they probably spent a significant amount of time thinking about this.
I think so too, and I don't think it was all Kevin, because Kevin will tell us all the things are collaborative. But he just said it's all my decision.
But saying things are collaborative over and over and over again puts you in a decent position when something like this happens. So you can be like, oh well, it's okay, it's not that big a deal.
If Kevin were calling plays on Sunday and the team is beat up, mm-hmm. you know, you might get Wyatt Teller back, okay. But the offensive line's been a mess and you don't have Amari Cooper. And Nick Chubb would be just in his second game back. And if Kevin were calling plays and Jameis went out and threw for 280 and the Browns put up 25 points and played a decent game against the Ravens, win or lose,
mm-hmm.
doesn't that just condemn Deshaun Watson?
Yes. Yes. You want to say it again? Yes.
Okay, so now if it happens, Deshaun Watson sitting there, he's watching, and Jameis goes out and throws for 280, and they put up 25 points, and they compete against the Ravens, and Ken Dorsey's calling the plays. Well, it wasn't all Deshaun. Kevin gave up play calling. Honestly, I think you could look at this and think they're part of this is protecting Deshaun Watson.
I can easily see that.
Dave is in Chagrin Falls. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. I think what you just said may have some merit, but I think also the opposite is true. They may be doing this to protect Stefanski. I mean, his leadership has been so bad. And, you know, like if he goes out there with Winston and doesn't come through, like if the offense still looks really bad because he doesn't have Van Pelt and Stump Mitchell and all the guys he got rid of after he won Coach of the Year to help him game plan, then of course Callahan left. I mean, I think it's more of an indictment on Stefanski. And I really think that unless they get rid of Stefanski, I mean, they're not going to move forward. I know they talk about collaboration and stuff, but you need a lot more leadership. I mean, the penalties, all of this lack of discipline. I mean, this has got to be on the head coach. And he seems like a nice guy, but you can't – he keeps on avoiding responsibility. You should take it the rest of the year. You've come this far calling plays. Why not call it with, you know, it should be about winning too, trying to salvage a little bit of the season. And you know, we just want a team that we can feel proud of, you know, and it's just such a shame to see these guys in this situation. I just feel so disappointed. And I just don't think it's going to get better until they get rid of Stefanski. I really don't. So that's what I have to
Dave,
say.
Dave, how'd you feel last year about it? I'm just curious about Kevin.
You know, I always liked he's a great offensive coordinator, but a poor head coach. That's always my say. I think they need a guy like a Vrabel, a Sean Payton, a Belichick, you know, someone who, you know, those guys aren't going to jump off sides and do the stupid mental mistakes if they know that there's going to be accountability. There's just no accountability for this. And you know, you can say, well, I want, you know, the players to lead and everything like that. That's great.
I'm curious, what does accountability mean in this situation?
Accountability means like...
Are you going to bench guys? Because you don't have anybody else you can put in right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you have to bench people and say, have that next man up mentality. People get injured all the time in football. And if you know, Callahan signed people off the street. They signed people off the street, and Callahan got those guys playing and playing effectively. People we never even heard of at the beginning of the season last year were coming in and making plays and doing things. So absolutely there's got to be accountability. If they're going to false start, if they're going to make mental mistakes, you got to bench them.
Dave, great thoughts. Those are some really good thoughts. I just think this accountability when you don't have other options on the roster right now. I don't know what accountability means. You're going to make him run sprints? What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, the word was that, you know, Callahan was extremely hard on these guys and they were very happy when he was gone. That's what I've heard. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that makes you a better offensive lineman. I don't know if it bonds these guys. I do know that the guy that was the offensive line coach before was very good, and it seems evident now. Are these guys a year older? Yeah, they are. Do you blame a guy for leaving to go on a coach with his son? Absolutely not. Not at all.
Denver's seventh in penalties right now, so let's not think that Sean Payton is fixing everything.
Browns are dead last, by the way, in offensive yards per game, and they're 29th in points scored. So
it all changes. Least, the road to the Super Bowl starts with the Ravens on Sunday. Change, turn that frown upside down.
Here's the thing. I don't think there's any question that
the music I asked for, the special music.
There was music yesterday?
Yeah, there was.
I don't think there's any question.
I remember nothing.
We needed to see some changes to the offense.
Yeah.
Well, quarterback apparently is not enough.
It sounds like it was the song that I requested for the caller that was on hold that said they're going to the Super Bowl, that this is the beginning. Everything starts this week, yes.
Yeah. Is it just me or is the air conditioner turned on and it's about 55 degrees in here?
It got cold in here all of a sudden.
Zach is in Cleveland. Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Guys, I called you a few weeks ago and told you that they should fire Ken Dorsey because this is his offense that we're running. I know that Kevin was calling the plays. But this is why they parted ways with him in Buffalo, Jeff. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We signed a guy who got fired. He didn't just like leave them and come here for a better opportunity. He was fired. Within less than a year, we hired him. So I think the puppet master Haslam is behind the scenes pulling these strings, guys. I don't think that
it's his puppet.
Kevin is making this decision.
That's it. Well, you got a lot of good lines going today, Andy.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's screaming it right at us. If Kevin wasn't saying that all year, and if he was saying it, if he's still saying it's a collaborative thing, right? But that he's letting
it's collaborative, but it's entirely his decision to not call plays.
Correct. Exactly. It makes no sense.
the reason why it makes no sense is because it's not his decision. His decision was to call plays because that's what he's done everywhere else. That's what he said in his interview or in his press conference today. It's just, it's a scapegoat thing, because if it doesn't work, then they can fire somebody and keep Stefanski, who they just signed to a new contract. It's just, I'm getting tired of this stuff, guys.
Zach, if the offense goes out and continues to look the way it looks, who takes the hit? Is it Dorsey or Stefanski?
No, it's Dorsey.
I agree with you.
He's
calling
the plays from here on out.
Yep, guys, I agree with you.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. It'll all be better in the Dome. That's your new line.
Oh, my God.
It'll all be better when they move to Bernie. Everything will be better in the Dome.
I'm sorry,
Can
Andy.
Can we hire a Shanahan in that Dome? Is there a Shanahan kid floating around?
It'll all be better in the Dome.
Dan, can you get that phone? Yep. Yes, Cuyahoga County Commissioner Andy Baskin. Yes, we'll get him for you momentarily.
Hang on. I have to figure out if Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County.